Most of my poems, even the ones that end up being quite personal, quite intimate, start outside the self and often with something that I read. And sometimes the sources are obvious. Radioactive wolves, for instance, emerged from Svetlana Alexeyevich's book, Voices from Chernobyl, The Oral History of a Nuclear Disaster. And those voices are so insistent, so haunting. I needed to find a way to both release them from my head and honor their stories. Other times, the sources are maybe less obvious, the outside sources. And I want to talk briefly about immigrant model. And so a few years ago, I read an article by David Gran on forensic art, and I came across this comment: forgers usually succeed not because they are so talented, but rather because they provide at a moment in time exactly what others desperately want to see. Conjurers, as much as copyists, they fulfill a wish or a fantasy. And so the inconsistencies, crooked signatures, uncharacteristic brush strokes are ignored or explained away. End of quote. And I was struck by this in ways that I couldn't explain. So I needed to use the opportunity the writing provides to try and make sense of Grant's comment. What he was describing in terms of art felt very familiar at a personal level, but I couldn't quite tell why. So I'd say that what emerged in the poem Immigrant Model is an exploration, a way of trying to make sense of the relationship between forgery and identity. And I was particularly interested in how the relation between them gets even more complicated when processes of emigration and immigration are involved. And I was also interested in this notion of transformation becoming really impossible without some kind of violence.